Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Charlie Slows, Tuesdays with Charlie. Our appointment each week at 12:45. He stops by next segment. Samaje Perine or Rob Kelly? Who should get the first team touches this week? Is it too soon to start thinking about giving Perine look with the first team? Kelly last year, while he finished poorly in the regular season, had some great moments for the Redskins. Was a clear upgrade when they needed Matt Jones and certainly did provide a shot in the arm. I hesitate to go away from a guy who's done everything right, Danny, because when the year ended, he was your starter.
Yep.
He supposedly had a great offseason, worked very hard, lost weight, has done everything they've asked. And this has been an operational failure, not a Rob Kelly failure, through two preseason games. Don't you risk sending a pretty poor message if just because he got drafted and basically showed up after one horrific game and one good game, you just say, hey, Samaje, go out there and win the job?
I struggle with, you know, the message sending, rewarding good culture, but also this is a production business. You know what I mean? This is not get together and have good feelings. This is a bottom line industry where people, you know, everybody.
But has Kelly done anything wrong yet?
You can lose a job without doing anything wrong. You could be fine, but if somebody else is better than you.
Has Perine done enough to win it?
Not yet, in my opinion. But the point of this is to say, who will win the job? Who eventually is going to be the guy, and how do we get him to that place? When are we, the Washington Redskins, the best this year? I would say they're the best this year if Samaje Perine can pass protect. The instant they are, you've now upgraded the offense. How much? Up for debate. But to me, they're better. They're at maximum with that guy who can do more. He's more dynamic as a ball carrier, and he's every bit as good, if not better, in the receiving game. Now, again, as a pass blocker, he just hasn't done it. You don't do it in college, pretty much. Only a couple guys come from real true pro systems and are ready to hit the ground running in that regard. That's the biggest change for these guys. It's not running schemes. It's not carrying the football. They've done that their entire life. It's that pass pro that is a demanding, difficult skill to master when you've never, ever done it. And by the way, you're doing it against 250-pound linebackers that are every bit as fast as you.
I actually really wonder what the Redskins do think about Rob Kelly. And we have the
you
funny
know Jay
clip
loves him.
We've been playing from Jay Gruden. You can tell that Jay likes him. The way he says this, like, coaches support guys publicly all the time, more so than they actually probably feel like they should, just to send the right message. That happens. But this is not saying, yeah, I think he can play. This is a guy that emotionally is invested. You can hear it in his voice.
Oh, man, I love Rob Kelly.
I mean, he cares, right? He's into Rob Kelly. He likes him as a player. But do you love Rob Kelly's story? Do you love that Rob Kelly, never had 100 yards in college, undrafted out of Tulane, is now in the NFL and is going to be on your team for several years as your backup running back?
Oh, man, I love Rob Kelly.
You can love Rob Kelly and not think this guy's a 1,200-yard back. I wonder what their eval is. When you look into the eyes and you have a conversation with their front office execs, the guys that know what they're doing, you know, your Alex Santoses, who's running that scouting department now, Eric Schaefer, who's effectively the general manager with Doug Williams, or even Kyle Smith, AJ's son, who's now, he's more of a college scout, but one of the guys I think that runs the clicker and watches the film and is pretty sharp with what he's doing in that front office. A football guy who's groomed and kind of grown up in football. What do those guys think about Rob Kelly? I bet you they don't think he's a stud. They drafted a running back in the mid rounds for a reason, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, they drafted Matt Jones in the third round, which, again, I thought was a mistake at the time.
But that was before Rob Kelly.
That was pre-Rob Kelly, but they did it because they knew Alfred Morris had a ceiling in this new offensive scheme. So you look for his replacement. I thought Rob Kelly was better than Matt Jones. I think I'm still right about that. But it wasn't as if Rob Kelly is a world beater. He is a guy.
One out of ten, let's say Matt Jones was proven to be a four. Rob Kelly's a five. What if Samaje Perine's a six? They still don't have a seven on this roster.
Right. And they're desperate for one.
The fact that they drafted him tells me that they're still understanding of the fact that they've got to do better or that they can do better at that position.
Yeah. Otherwise,
you wouldn't have invested in a young player to try to get reps.
Precisely. And they think, I think incorrectly, by the way, that, well, maybe running backs are issues to why we can't run the football. And they're going to beat their head against the wall trying to fix it. I mean, there were rumors that 17th overall pick wasn't going to be. Now, Allen was there, and that kind of changed the dynamic. But They could have gone with one of these dynamic running backs. They wanted to take, I forget the kid's name now, second rounder out of Washington who's just been a Jag.
Oh, the pass catcher.
I'm talking about, yes. not Bishop. What's the kid's name?
Bishop Sankey.
Bishop Sankey, thank you. They were going to take him because they coveted it, but he won a couple of spots before, and he's a Jag. They've been desperate for that position, and I think it's a big waste. I've seen too many guys drop 4.0 yards per carry. If you don't have a star, then it's a waste of energy. But that's beside the point. It's a philosophical difference. I think they think that P. Ryan is their best option. It's just a matter of time.
I think they think you think. We think.
Do you think they know that we know?
They don't know. John says on Twitter, Bengals rush defense ranked in the bottom third of the league yards against last year. I think you give equal carries to both running backs to evaluate. What about a timeshare this week to see who does better? See, I'm not for that yet because, first of all, I think you've got to you can't have Rob Kelly be the starter all offseason and then supplant him for essentially no reason. P. Ryan might be better. We've known that, though. P. Ryan is not better at picking up blitzes yet.
It sounds like we're criticizing him. He literally has never done this.
Right.
It's the biggest adjustment that running backs coming out of college who are just used to getting the football and they make up gimmick plays just to get on the rock and they're bigger, stronger, faster than everybody they play against every week. This is a different animal here.
Also, running back is not a position like left guard where you don't get chances to work with the first team
guard.
When the season starts. Thank you, Jay.
What position, Jay?
Guard.
Thank you.
You could rotate in a practice. You know, guard. Mike Shannon used to do it all the time. He would rotate in games, remember? He would have like Jamal Brown and Tyler Palumbus series by series. He would have Corey Lichtensteiger and Derek Dockery at left guard by series. Thank you, Jay. You could do that. At running back, you don't need to do that, and you can't do that. In the sense that, I should say, you can do that, but there are positions where you can't have two guys on the field at once. You can't be getting reps and touches to the same guys. In week three, if Samaje Perine gets rolling and has four good carries in a row, you can keep him on the field, and he could have his seventh, his eighth, his ninth of the half. You don't have to make the decision now.
It's
who's
not a position
better,
like tight
starter.
End or wide receiver where you
exactly.
can play multiple. I see
you
your
can
point.
Let the hot legs go when they get hot. But in the meantime, I think you've got to commit to Rob Kelly and you've got to give him a chance at the beginning of this season. See what he is. P. Ryan's going to get his day and it's going to come sooner than not. I was on SiriusXM Fantasy Football today. They said, which of these running backs will have the better year? I took P. Ryan. I think he'll be the starter. But to me, you've got to stick with Kelly for a little while longer. He has not gotten to the line of scrimmage on a carry, but maybe twice this year without getting hit.
He's been touched before he gets back to the line on every carry, but maybe one or two.
That would be one of the most frustrating disappointments losing a job in the history of sport.
Can you imagine?
When I just worked really hard all offseason, and here I am running into a pile because no one's blocking, but now I'm not the starter.
I lost
anymore.
My gig because of it. I can't imagine. But listen, it's pro football. It's cruel. I mean, you watch Hard Knocks every year. You know, Roberto Aguayo, they traded up to get him, and he got cut because he doinked an extra point in the preseason.
Seen episode 2 yet?
Yeah, they got sick of waiting on him.
You finally watched?
I finally did, man.
I'm proud of you.
There's new ones tonight. I had to get going.
When did you watch it?
Last night. There's no sports on.
Aguayo, as you said, that sit down with the GM and the coach, that's quality television.
Oh, it's amazing. By the way, why that conversation for folks that haven't watched it?
It went so long.
It went so long.
You were thinking that too?
The cut has been made. Yes. And he's going, yeah, understandable. You know, and we're like, yep, sure is.
Dude, he did not want to get up.
Okay, bye.
He's got to go call his wife and say, I got cut. I mean, he's not looking forward to that. Yeah, for those of you that didn't watch it, normally they call you in. The first thing they do, every GM does it the same way. Jason Licht says, hey, I'm not going to beat around the bush. We're releasing you today.
We're going to release you.
And they say, it's not about you. We love you. You're just not making enough kicks. And then he just kept coming back to, I let you guys down. It went on for like 5 minutes.
And so the normal conversation, again, it's great theater.
Eventually, they just push him out of the room. They're like, okay, Roberto, we'll see you later.
Everybody's just kind of nodding in agreement. Everyone's agreeing with each other for 5 minutes. Usually, it's, you know, hey, thanks. You know, we appreciate it, man. We're gonna release you. You know, the Turk will help you with the details of how to get the hell out of here and turn in your playbook and key card and everything. Usually, it takes a minute at most. He's keeping, you know, I missed a lot of kicks and, I didn't get it done and,
good Aguayo impression. Showing
so much teeth. Yeah, he showed so much teeth. He's going,
he was trying not to cry.
Yeah.
It was very sad and emotional.
He's everything that happened was bad and, let you guys down, let my family
Tommy,
down.
Are you
let
caught
you
up
down.
On Hard Knocks?
I'm not because of the beach trip because I didn't have HBO at the beach house.
Oh, man.
You're missing a great season.
We can make fun of this guy all we want.
Oh, I'm not making fun of him.
But he was such a murderer in college. I mean, he was...
A murderer? That's a weird.
He was saying Tommy's saying he was good in a weird way.
I mean, he right. never missed, and then he,
this is true.
And now he only misses.
And now he just murders
for
people
the record,
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. For the record, Tommy, I was trying to explain to Allison how good he was, and she couldn't grasp or understand it because every kick they show, he's missing.
Yeah,
by
Megan
50
asked
feet.
Me the exact same thing. She goes, she's "How like, could they ever have taken yeah. this guy?" To go, "You don't understand. He was one of the best kickers ever in college."
I kept saying there was a story written about him. You'll remember. I don't remember where it was about like the perfect kicker. And I remember he like never even in practice, like he'd gone like 3 years without missing. It was the best kicker that people had ever seen. And I'm trying to explain this to Allison, and she's like, "He's so terrible." And it does look terrible. He doesn't follow through. Yeah. Every kick like goes like a golf shot. I mean, he stinks.
It's like if someone was like, "Okay, try kicking today." That's how it looks when he does his follow through.
She couldn't fathom that he was an amazing kicker.
He's like he's incapable of like actually extending his leg. I mean, it just looks so awkward.
I know you're caught up, Dar. You're ready for tonight.
I am so excited now that I remember that it's on Tuesdays.
Oh, that's right. You've been missing it live.
Yeah, because it has been on Wednesdays the last few years.
Has it been? I always thought it was a Tuesday.
A little prediction tonight. So we're going to get more Gerald McCoy, which is
I'm
always
so
good.
Excited. He is a star. All of it.
He's the best. Jameis Winston. I have a man crush on Jameis Winston, leader of men. And then tonight is the night, I think, for a lot of Swaggy Baker. He posted a picture on social media of like the crew at his house. So I think we're going to get a Swaggy Baker with his wife and kid, something going on at his house.
So as I'm watching it last night, this is kind of why I'm in on Tampa. And maybe I've talked myself into it. Maybe the Hard Knocks
effect,
whatever.
I said this when you were out. Now I predict the Bucks to like go to a conference final.
Because I did. I had them as the playoff team that kind of jumps up and really does it this year. They were a couple kicks away last year from being good. Maybe it holds them back again, whatever. But every time somebody else comes up, right? Like it's another player. Like, oh, I really like this guy. This guy's really good. And like I'm watching Mike Evans make incredible plays. Then this guy's really good. And I go, I really like him. He's good. Winston's good. Megan's like, is there anybody you don't like on this team? And I'm like, yeah, they're pretty much really good. I'm buying stock in the Bucks.
Love the Bucks.
Which may be the kiss of death.
Charlie Slows, Nats broadcast, going to join us next Tuesdays with Charlie the Latest on your favorite baseball team on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.